President's Club, brought to you by Napity Home Furniture and Appliances. Today we're speaking with John DiPaolo, President and CEO of the United Way of KFL&A. John, thanks so much for joining us. And can you tell me a little bit about the United Way? Tell me all about it.
Yeah. So first of all, thanks for having me, Emily. Really appreciate the time. And our United Way services our entire region. So the Kingston, Frontenac, Lennox and Addington region. And really, we're what we like to call ourselves is a community impact organization. So a lot of people think of the United Way as a fundraiser, and we certainly do that year round. But we also like to make sure that we make a difference in the community. And we do that by working with over 30 partner agencies and over 54 agencies in total to make sure that everyone in our community gets the support that they need to thrive and lead a successful life.
Awesome. That's great. And now can you tell me a little bit about how you got involved with the United Way and a bit about your background?
Sure. Happy to. So I've been with our United Way for almost 15 years now. I actually have my background is in economic development. I started my career working for the Kingston Economic Development Corporation and worked there for a number of years. And really, I actually thought about transitioning into politics at one point. And I thought, well, you know, maybe I should make myself a little bit more well-rounded. And so I thought I saw this opportunity to join the local United Way and learn more about the social development sector. And when I started here, I fell in love with it. And I think I'll be a part of the United Way for the rest of my life in some way, and hopefully as long as I can in the current role that I am right now.
Awesome. That's great. And now, can you tell me a bit more about how the United Way supports the KFL&A community? You mentioned you guys do fundraisers, but dive in a little bit more about sort of the services and how you guys support the community.
Yeah, so as I said, we do an annual fundraising drive every year where we raise as much money as we can for the community. But more important piece is some of that community and collaborative work that we do within the community. So we certainly fund programs and services within agencies, but we also look to partner with some of our partner agencies to work on specific initiatives that we think are going to support our community. And one of the ones that we did in the last few years is around a portable outreach care center. It's called Porch. It's actually a retrofitted RV that we work with a couple of our partner agencies on. And so it drives around and can provide healthcare, like primary healthcare needs and some social service support to people in our rural parts of the area, but also can get around to areas where people can't, maybe aren't as mobile and can't get out as easily as they could otherwise. We've worked on sort of community-wide initiatives going back several years ago now. We started an initiative around youth homelessness. And this all came to fruition because the data had come out several years ago where our proportion of people that were experiencing homelessness, the numbers that were youth were higher than what the national average was. So we worked with some community members and other partners to really dig into this and figure out what was going on. And some incredible work has come out of that. And we've seen our rate of youth experiencing homelessness come back down to what the national average is, which is good to see, but we would like to get it down even further than that. So those are some of the things that we've done, you know, a while ago and more recently as well.
Awesome. Well, you guys are definitely keeping busy over there.
Yeah, always something to do.
And now to end things off, can you tell me a little bit about what it means to you to be part of the United Way and maybe what inspires you to keep going and be part of all of these projects that you just mentioned?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I'm really fortunate. You know, I love the community I live in, as many of us do. And it's so gratifying knowing that you can go to work each and every day, knowing that, you know, you're going to make a small difference in somebody's life. So I'm incredibly fortunate with that regard. Why do I do it? Why do I keep doing it? You know, I think it's pretty simple. I've got two kids that are, I guess they're not that young anymore, but they're teenage kids anyways, but they were quite young when I started here. And, you know, I want to make our community a better place tomorrow for my kids. And so, and I want to make it better for their kids too, if they're still here. So that's really what drives me. And hopefully I can make a small difference in their lives and hopefully a small difference in the lives of our youth as well, because they're going to be the next generation that we pass this on to. And it's just an incredibly rewarding experience to be able to do this each and every day.
Yeah, of course. Perfect. Alrighty. Well, those are all the questions that I had for you today. So I thank you very much for joining me.
Well, thanks, Emily. Really appreciate it. And thanks for thinking of us.
Yeah, of course. For more features as part of our President's Club series, visit napanytoday.ca.